This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Now, there's a state song you might actually recognize. Suwannee River, Florida's official tune. That means it's time again to visit a swing state for the upcoming presidential election. Our partners at Slate.com are writing about those states that actually will decide the election in November. Slate's Seth Stevenson was in Florida last week. Seth Stevenson, we usually start these segments with a profile of the state's recent voting record, but I bet most people remember how Florida voted last time.
Yes, officially George W. Bush won Florida by 537 votes. Of course, Democrats still dispute that outcome.
What about recent history?
Florida went for the winning candidate in every election since 1964, except for 1992 when it chose George H.W. Bush over Bill Clinton.
And how about electoral votes? How many electoral votes at stake there?
27, which is two more than the 25 that were at stake in 2000.
Okay, so there's history. Let's start by talking about one of Florida's most famous voting blocks. That would be Cuban Americans. In a recent story, we heard from Raul Lopez Mola. He's a Cuban exile and longtime Republican.
To tell you the truth, my vote is locked already. No matter what Kerry says, no matter what, that rhetoric is not going to hit me or my family.
And we traditionally expect Cuban exiles in Florida to vote Republican, as they did overwhelmingly in 2000. But there are some new wrinkles this year, Seth.
Yes, that voter we heard from definitely represents older Cubans. And in 2000, Bush won 82% of the Cuban vote, which is more than he won in Crawford, Texas, in fact. But I think he won't do as well this time, partly because there's no Elian Gonzalez.
He's the Cuban refugee boy whose mother died, and he was a boat person, and there was a big thing about sending him back to his father in Cuba, which eventually happened.
Yes, and one person told me that for a lot of Cuban Americans, this was an almost Jungian moment because everyone has an Elian in their family. And so that was a riveting issue for them in the last election. They were really upset with the Clinton administration, and it swung a lot of Cuban voters to Bush in 2000. But there's no Elian this time. Also, there's a new trend of younger Cubans, people who arrived post-1980 and Cubans who were born in the U.S., tend to swing a little more Democratic. They're not as obsessed with Fidel Castro, and they're also a bit resentful of a new Bush administration travel policy that limits travel to Cuba and limits the amount of money and goods you can send back to relatives in Cuba.
What about this other group of Latino voters emerging in Florida? Puerto Ricans, how much of a factor are they going to be in November?
Yes, people are saying Puerto Ricans are the new Cubans. And if so, that trend favors Kerry. Puerto Ricans have been moving to Florida in droves. The Puerto Rican vote tends to swing Democratic, but it's a little volatile, and it could be won by either side. One counter that President Bush has is his brother. Jeb Bush has a great advantage in Florida because he speaks Spanish. His wife is Hispanic. He's converted to Catholicism, and he knows the community, and he shows up at the events and gives speeches in fluent Spanish.
Older voters, another big block that we associate with Florida, they're often supportive of Democrats. What do you find on your reporting trip?
A lot of the older seniors are angry over the Bush administration's new prescription drug law. These are the seniors who are more dependent on pensions and Medicare. But the younger 401k dependent seniors aren't as worried as much about social programs and will vote more in line with the general electorate. I think this probably favors Kerry a little bit, but not a ton.
Is Iraq going to be a big factor in Florida?
Yeah, I mean, this could be the major issue. There's a definite trend of people who voted for Bush last time but are greatly disappointed in his foreign policy and so are going to switch sides. The question is, are there people who voted for Gore last time but are now feel that Republicans are stronger on terrorism and will wage the war better going into the future? It may be that this will even out, and for every person who switches one way, someone will switch the other.
Seth, a final factor here that has really not much to do with who you're going to vote for, but rather how you're going to vote. I mean voting mechanics. Florida has a new electronic voting system that's designed to avoid all the problems of hanging chads from 4 years ago. Are there concerns about this new system?
Yes. One person I spoke with in Florida said this race will not be about candidates or issues. It will be about the machines. A lot of people don't have faith in the machines and may not even bother to vote, fearing that their vote won't show up. Or they may vote absentee to avoid these machines. And there's a lot of potential for fraud and error with absentee votes. It could play a big part. There's also potential for fraud with the machines themselves. For instance, one person told me that the machines take too long to boot up the day of the election. So they're going to be booting them up the night before and leaving them on all night before the election, which some people are a little nervous about.
Wow. Sounds like the machines have already won.
Exactly. It's the Matrix.
Opinion and analysis from Seth Stevenson. You'll find Slate's series on this year's Swing States at Slate.com. Seth, if you had to choose, who's going to win Florida?
I am going to go with Kerry, but it's going to be close, and expect the lawyers to come out on Election Day.
Thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.